As a former chairman of Johns Hopkins, I strongly believe that a university's obligation is not to teach students what to think, but to teach students how to think. And that requires listening to the other side, weighing arguments without prejudicing them, and determining whether the other side might actually make some fair points. If the faculty fails to do this, then it is the responsibility of the administration and the governing body to step in and make it a priority. If they do not, if students graduate with ears and minds closed, the university has failed both the students and society. And if you want to know where that leads, look no further than Washington, D.C. Down in Washington, every major question facing our country, involving our security, our economy, our environment, and our health, is decided. Yet the two parties decide those questions not by engaging with one another, but by trying to shout each other down and by trying to repress and undermine the research that counters their ideology. The more our universities emulate that model, the worse off we will be as a society. And let me give you a few examples. For a decade, Congress has barred the Centers for Disease Control from conducting studies of gun violence. And recently, Congress also placed that prohibition on the National Institute of Health. You have to ask yourself, what are they afraid of? This year, the Senate has delayed a vote on President Obama's nominee for Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, a Harvard physician, because he had the audacity to say that gun violence is a public health crisis that should be tackled. The gall of him.